Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Rising sea levels are threatening coastal communities throughout the country. In response to the threat in Boston, developers are suggesting constructing a massive harbor barrier to protect the city from flooding. For our series, Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change, WBUR's Simone Rios reports on what would be required for the project.
My name is Russ, I'm your captain. This is Derek, he's our deckhand. If you have any questions or need any assistance, don't be afraid to ask.
About two dozen academics, city officials, and climate resiliency advocates head out aboard a research vessel from the dock at UMass in Dorchester. The trip was planned to get a visual sense of where a harbor barrier might be built.
Off to the left here, this is one of the locations of one of the possible barriers running from Logan Airport over to South Boston here.
Paul Kirshen is professor of climate adaptation at UMass Boston School for the Environment. He's describing the smallest of three harbor barrier configurations his team is researching. This one would connect Logan Airport in East Boston with Castle Island in South Boston, protecting Boston's inner harbor and downtown from tidal flooding.
Around 11 o'clock is Deer Island.
Here, Kirshen describes the largest of the proposed harbor barriers. It would protect not just Boston, but also Weymouth, Hingham, Quincy, and Hull.
One possible configuration here is the barrier would start on the seaward side here of Winthrop, and when we go to Hull, you see the same thing on Nantasket Beach.
The medium-sized solution is a barrier from Deer Island to Quincy. This would wall off all of Boston's neighborhoods. The UMass team has a big question to answer. Should the city start taking steps to build a barrier around the heart of the Massachusetts economy? Or is the idea dead in the water? Should the city decide to go forward, it could take decades and untold billions before a harbor barrier is built. The harbor barrier study was recommended in the city's Climate Ready Boston report last year. The report says a barrier could work well in Boston Harbor, with its relatively shallow waters and publicly owned land along the course of the imagined barrier. But it would have to be done in a way that minimizes its impact on navigation and the environment. UMass Boston marine biologist Lucy Lockwood is looking at the ecological consequences of a harbor barrier.
What I would like to learn from this project is what are the ecological costs of such a barrier and what would be the ecological opportunities that we could create in building such a barrier.
It's too early to say whether a barrier can be done to the satisfaction of the harbor's advocates. But Lockwood says it's possible the structures could actually encourage the ecosystem.
How can we learn to create them such that they're a healthy, robust, resilient, functioning ecosystem, just as if they were, say, a natural rocky shoreline?
I met Kathy Abbott of the group Boston Harbor Now on Long Wharf downtown. It's one of the spots that already sees regular flooding during high tides. Abbott says doing nothing is not an option.
I think what we don't want to see, now that we've spent $4.5 billion cleaning up the harbor and another $14.5 connecting our city back to the harbor with the Greenway, we don't want to go backwards in terms of the water quality and the ecological health and well-being.
Abbott says that's because the ecological improvements are the basis for the rebirth happening on the shore today. The research could well point to smaller-scale, land-based solutions to the threat of rising tides. Here's Dean David Cash of the McCormick School at UMass Boston.
There are a host of local solutions that have multiple benefits, and that can be built sooner, that can be built at relatively low cost compared to a large technical effort on the scale of a big dig.
Researchers already suggest that a large harbor barrier, together with coastal defenses, could be on the magnitude of the Big Dig, the mega project that put I-93 under the city and created the Rose Kennedy Greenway above. The reference to the Big Dig might not sit well with the people still paying interest on a $24 billion project.
It might, at the end of the day, be that these smaller solutions are the ones that make much more sense.
Among early proponents of a harbor barrier is Bob Daler, an environmental engineer at Tetra Tech in Marlborough. Daler calls his proposal the Sapphire Necklace, a harbor barrier that would extend Boston's Emerald Necklace Park chain into the harbor islands.
There are doubts about cost and is this really another big dig, but there is not resistance to the science.
Daler says that until now, American cities have waited for disasters to happen to start planning for future disasters.
The science says it's going to happen, and the question is, does anyone act, or do we wait until Sandy happens and we actually have billions of dollars of losses?
Daler was alarmed in 2014 when a study envisioned Boston becoming like Venice. The study suggested the city should embrace the water by converting streets into canals. But the notion of surrendering real estate to Mother Nature hasn't gotten a lot of traction. Another big barrier proposal is called the Metro Boston Dikelands. It would expand Boston's real estate by way of a $30 billion harbor barrier from Swampscott to Cohasset. Peter Papesh of the Boston Society of Architects says the economic benefits would be twofold. For one, you wouldn't have the interruptions caused by coastal flooding.
The other one is actually creating new lands and paying for such a barrier concept by investors.
It may seem outlandish, turning water into real estate. But Boston has done it before, over the centuries, turning the narrow Shawmut Peninsula into the city we know today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.
See all the stories from our series, Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change, at WBUR.org.